Hi, and welcome to the Sexy Aging Podcast. I'm Tracy Monoknuku, a midlifer, menopausal, and at the juncture of life where I decided that I was going to kick over my bucket list, starting with this podcast. Since then, I've written a book, My Menopause Memoir, set up a website to support women through the menopause transition, developed an online course for menopause, and thrown my passion for fitness and wellness into an app specifically made for women in midlife and menopause. I also love delivering workshops virtually and in person to support women in the workplace when it comes to, you guessed it, menopause. If you're interested in finding out more about these projects, I've added the links in my bio, and I offer podcast listener discounts in the show notes just for you, so check those out. As an indie podcaster, that means that no one is paying me to produce this podcast. I want to bring you relevant, interesting, and engaging guests. By following and sharing the podcast with others, I can continue to make the podcast episodes and give you more of what you want to listen to. So let's crack on with today's interview. I just want to give a shout out to Nature's Help, the sponsor of the Sexy Aging podcast, because if you are looking for effective natural solutions for symptoms like hot flushes, insomnia, and anxiety, then definitely take a look at the Menopause Collection by Nature's Help. They also have a range of other supplements like Ultra Magnesium, which is formulated to support your active lifestyle. I'm a huge believer in magnesium to support my sleep and relaxation, and since I've been using magnesium, I don't have muscle cramps waking me in the night. Use the code SEXYPOD20 to get 20% off your first order. I'll pop that in the show notes. Cara, you have done incredible work. You've got a lot going on. We're both in this kind of moment, this pivotal moment of opening up the conversation on menopause when women desperately need to know A, the facts, B, what they can do, and C, to make it all normal, you know? So I'm so grateful to have met you through TikTok. Thank you for coming on my podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And yeah, it's so interesting that when I started on TikTok, and it wasn't that long ago, I didn't tell anybody. I just started to share my story, share what was working. And as you know, there are a lot of hungry women out there, as I was, for information. And my daughter's fiance, or my daughter told me her that I showed up on my fiance's For You page. And he was like, oh my God. I said, well, just tell him that he's not my target audience. He could just scroll by.
Were you talking about vaginas or?
No.
She would send you a message, Mom, what are you doing? Because I get that from my daughter. So she's 19, or soon to be 19. And she's told me that all her friends, because I'm an older mum, all her friends' mums have seen me on TikTok and made the connection with the surname. And kind of thought, oh, you kind of look like Jazz's mum and you're in the same country. And wow, look at your followers. So that's a bit of a wild journey. And I think you and I are probably of a similar mind where we're going, well, it's not so much about the followers. This is a really amazing platform that allows us to really help people and shine the light on the topic that hasn't been disclosed, you know, for want of a better word, it's been taboo, right, for such a long time, because you probably didn't know about it, I didn't know about it until you're like smack up in it. So Cara, I'd really like to invite you to share your menopause story, because I actually haven't done a story for a while, so the floor is yours.
Oh wonderful. Well, I'm so happy to be here and excited to share my story, because it is both a journey of my personal story and my professional story. And I think that this is what is becoming very clear for a lot of women, is that not only does menopause impact us physically, emotionally, mentally, but it does so professionally. And most of us just don't know it. And I was in that camp, even though I had all the training in the world. So just a quick backstory on me is that I've been teaching some type of physical or mental discipline since I was 15 years old. I've taught everything under the sun, from aerobics and step and hip hop to I was a skater. I was a trainer. And then I got into yoga and meditation. I owned a yoga and meditation studio for 16 years and started to train high performers such as CEOs, professional athletes, and high performing women leaders. And I say this all because menopause smacked me on the side of the head and I didn't know what was happening. In my mid to late 40s, I was running a busy business, raising kids, speaking, I authored a book, blah, 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 right? And I say that not to diminish what I've done, but to say I thought I was just in the rat race. I thought I was burning out. I got all the testing done for burnout, for adrenal fatigue. And yes, it came back positive, but never, ever was there one mention of menopause. The fatigue I felt, the, you know, wanting to get in my pajamas and sometimes putting my pajamas on at 5 o'clock at night, turning off all devices, not wanting to talk to anybody. And also, Tracy, it was the slow, invisible gas that started to come over me in my early 50s. I'm 59 now. So that's 9 years ago. That slow, invisible gas that started to eat away at my confidence, at just my boldness. And I started to feel like I was fading. In my work, running my business, I started to feel like I was aging out of my work as a high performance coach. And I started to really question whether I was going to continue working in this capacity. And then, so then I sold my yoga center right before COVID. COVID hit and we all went quiet, you know, so it was hard to really be aware, right? Here I am, a mindfulness teacher. I've been teaching mental strength training and I can't get a grip of what's happening in my own life. COVID gave me a few years to really just lay low. And it was coming out of COVID when I started to connect the dots. And this probably happened for you as well, where it was like, oh my God, this is menopause. All of this, the brain fog, the insecurity, the lack of confidence, the fatigue, the lack of sleep, the everything. And it was then when I started to gain back my energy, my confidence, and we can talk about some of the ways I did so. It was then that I started to realize, oh my goodness, there are so many women out there that have no idea. And so I felt absolutely compelled to pivot all of my work, all of my effort, all of my energy away from high performing males into women 40 plus. And that's where I am.
Yeah. Oh, wow. We are souls that are literally walking the same path, Cara. You know, I've mentioned this a few times on a few podcast episodes. You know, we had a fitness chain of fitness clubs in Malaysia and we sold before the pandemic. Continued to work for the owners, the new owners, as we went into COVID. So we moved everything online. But during that time, I was going through symptoms which I had no idea were menopause. So it's very similar. But COVID actually gave me a chance to investigate on my own, like just the space and also not being around people, which is not ironic that I actually didn't want to be around people. You know, I only wanted to be with my family. So that was kind of a blessing in disguise. And I'm a highly social person. So that was another thing that was going on in my head. Like, why do I not want to hang out with people? Why is it too exhausting? And yes, I've aged out of the fitness industry. And that sort of broke my heart, because when you know that it's something that's very purpose driven, you're passionate about it, you can't imagine doing anything else, but you don't think about it when you're approaching 50. Oh, so what happens now? in the fitness industry? And what is all this stuff around, why am I feeling a lack of confidence? And you said boldness, and I'm just like, wow, that's the word for me too. Like, I'm out there and I'm confident, and then I just shrunk, and the shrinking was the pain. Right? That was painful to go, I don't know why this is happening to me. Why do I not want to have a conversation? Why do I not want to speak up? Why do I not have the confidence to speak up? And why am I doubting myself? These are like conversations that I'm also having with women every day around the mind and the lack of joy. Mm. Because obviously the physical symptoms are some of the first things that women will go to their doctor for, which is, I don't know why I've got sore joints, or I've got headaches, my boobs are sore, like way worse than PMS. So those physical symptoms come up quite quickly, but it's the insidious nature of the mind symptoms that I feel like you and I are trying to have more conversations and support more women to do.
Yes. Yes. And that was the biggie for me, because I've been teaching mental skills for a long, long time. And so when I started to investigate the menopause and the brain, it's really only this last year that we're learning more and more. And I found a book, Tracy, that was written in 1999, which seems like eons ago at this point, called Menopause in the Mind by Dr. Claire Warga. And she talks about what she calls these hormonal misconnects, these brain misconnects that start to happen, the memory issues, the feeling of scatteredness, the clumsiness, the inability to speak clearly, to remember people's names, to focus. And this is what is happening in our brains. Now, Dr. Lisa Moscone, who's doing a lot of the current research, I have heard her say that women will start to feel the changes in their brain due to menopause 5 years before they feel any of the physical symptoms. So if you think about perimenopause, right? Mind blown. Perimenopause will happen on average around 45. So we're talking about women in their early 40s starting to question, do I have anxiety? Mm. Am I depressed? Do I have ADHD? Like all, and of course they go to their physicians, especially here in the US, and they get put on meds. And it's never any mention that this may be due to changes in hormones. Well, it is like Pandora's box has been open, and we are finding out so much more. So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, Cara, you're actually making me join the dots now in my head around some of the things you've said. And I am aware of Lisa Moscone's work as well, and I haven't really talked about it very much here. So this is so exciting, this topic that we're talking about, the mind and menopause. I agree with you. I think what I'm hearing in conversations and engagement through social media is women of, you know, earlier ages, 40, talking about anxiety and depression and asking me, is this menopause? But of course we know that we're not having blood tests for menopause at the age of 45 plus. It's symptomatic. So if you've got a good doctor, a good doctor or a good GP, they will recognize the signs of menopause. And if you're 45, they'll say it's menopause. But under that is a real no man's land, right? So under 45, they're probably going to do a blood test to check for other symptoms of what else it could be. Adrenal fatigue, it could be low iron, thyroid issues, any of those things, PCOS. And they're not necessarily going to think it's menopause. And yet women are having these feelings of lack of confidence, poor performance at work, fatigue, not sleeping. And that's happening early 40s. So this is really interesting what you've mentioned. And I'm going to investigate that more, because I think that it's really pivotal. I'll just raise my hand and say I had a baby at 42. So I thought all of that was just, I'm up in the night, I've got a toddler now, and it was all downhill from there.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, and I think it's an important point, because I think if Well, one, we can all agree that women's health has been incredibly under-researched and under-shared. So we're all walking around, including a lot of physicians, in the dark when it comes to behavioral changes and hormonal changes. I mean, yes, we like to joke and say, you know, she's got PMS and, you know, or she's, you know, some batshit crazy, you know, menopausal woman. But it's real, and we are learning more and more. I love the work, and I'm quoting all these doctors in these books because I've just absolutely consumed anything I could on the subject, especially when it comes to the brain. The Upgrade by Dr. Louise Brizendine. She wrote, so she calls menopause the upgrade, and she has studied all these different hormonal changes and actually how it changes our behavior as women. She also wrote a book called The Female Brain, which talks about, you know, PMS. Yes. So I think for all of us women, if we're late 30s and early 40s or mid 40s, and I tell a lot of women this as well, yes, you can try to get blood work done and all of that, but let's really dial in our lifestyle practices, and let's really dial in our mindset around being a 40, 50, 60 year old woman. And I think if we could get all of those pieces in place, then we will be really well equipped when it does come time to sit with our physician and to ask the right questions or ask for the right testing. But most women, you know, unfortunately, and I see this a lot on TikTok, you know, everybody's looking for the magic pill, pellet, patch, cream, and, you know, they're not necessarily focusing on the other lifestyle practices that can really move the needle for them when it comes to brain fog and sleep and more. So, for me, you know, and I say this in the US a lot, but I can say this in worldview as well. This is our World Cup, ladies. Like I say, it's our Super Bowl. This is our World Cup. This is the time to be in training for the ride of our lives. And, you know, I'm like, let's go.
Yeah. Look, this is exactly the reason why I do what I do, because I want to prepare the woman up and coming. So while I mean, I'm 53, so I'm sitting in that, you know, that 50s decade. But my passion is for the ladies coming up from the 40s. To know and understand how their body operates and what they can do to support the transition more than I ever knew, you know? So it's not fearful, it's not crazy, they're not isolated, you know, like, and they also feel that they can still perform at work with all the support around them because the work environment is now supporting them, because now the work environment understands this is for real, this thing. And we don't want to lose these women. You know, we've got women, the ages of 45 to 55 now make up one of the biggest growing demographics of the workforce in the Western world. We certainly cannot afford to lose these incredible women with all this knowledge and wisdom and the ability to mentor, and some really nice things that happen as we age too. Empathy levels, compassion, understanding when to give feedback, when to, you know, not give feedback, you know, so we're so important in the workforce. But you know, the irony isn't lost that we also feel that we are underperforming and that perhaps we need to step away. You know, also 1 in 12 women in the workforce are leaving because of menopause symptoms and not necessarily telling anyone about it. So that's a pretty horrendous stat right there. Hey, I'm absolutely fascinated with your journey with mindset. And I just want to give a little personal thing, and then I really want you to go for it around mindset and menopause. So I set an 8-week challenge in my Sexy Aging Fitness app. This is an app where it's fitness workouts for women in midlife and menopause, because not everyone's doing that, right? They're telling you, do this, do this. And I'm going, here it is. here's what you need to do. But I set an 8-week challenge, and in the challenge are three specific health lifestyle hacks that I want all the ladies to do, and they get equal points for these lifestyle hacks equal to the workout. And one of them was 10 minutes of meditation every day. Now, the ladies came back, some of them came back and said, I've never meditated in my life. Why would I be doing, why is this part of the challenge? And I said, just try it. But know that when you do 10 minutes, you get the same points as the workout. So I'm just trying to move them towards understanding that the mindset, as you're going through menopause, as you're struggling with symptoms, the ability to quiet your mind and give yourself a little bit of grace is so powerful. And if you just give yourself a couple of weeks to try it, with that day that you don't do it, you will notice and then get back to me.
Yes.
Yeah. So please share, like I'm all ears. Tell me, you've written a book about this, and you do focus on this as one of your skill sets for helping women in menopause. So tell me all your hacks.
All right. Well, this is one of my favorite subjects.
Yeah.
So just to throw out some definitions, and this may be helpful, especially if you're a beginner. So a mindset is a belief system. It's something that we think over and over again, oftentimes unconsciously or subconsciously, and it becomes a real a guide for how we live, whether it be a positive mindset or a limiting fixed mindset. So what meditation can help us to do, meditation and mindfulness, you can kind of work, use them interchangeably. Mindfulness is really our capacity to be aware of what's happening. And meditation is like going to the gym for mindfulness. It builds our awareness of what we're doing and what we're thinking. So one of the reasons why we want to practice a mindfulness meditation is to become familiar with what we're thinking all day long. So we'll never stop our thoughts. Thoughts will always come and go. But what we can do is to become aware of those thought patterns. So if all we're thinking all day long is self-judgment, inner critic, beating ourselves up, thinking that we're washed up, aged out, too fat, too tired, too frumpy, whatever, you get it. We do this as women. If we just keep beating ourselves up with negative self-talk, thinking that this is the way it's always been, this is part of getting older, this is what my doctor said, it's just, I've tried everything. These are all fixed mindsets. And a lot of us will walk around with a handful of them. So what we can become aware of in a formal seated 10-minute practice like you offer on your app is a way to become aware. Oh, there I go again, beating myself up. There I go again, thinking I've aged out, thinking I'm too old, thinking it's too late, thinking I've tried everything. And it becomes sort of a game, Tracy, that we start to become aware, and awareness helps us to pivot and change and replace those outdated beliefs or fixed mindsets with new positive growth mindsets, such as, I'm just getting started. I haven't tried everything. I am curious about new solutions. I'm going to give this a try. I'm okay being uncomfortable. So this is how we start to play mind games with ourselves. Here's the risk that we run if we don't do anything. If we just continue on with day after day, year after year, hormones are changing, estrogen, progesterone, nosedives, flat lines, you know, we just, our muscle mass starts to deteriorate, as we know it will, bone density. If we just let life take its course and we don't become aware, then we run the risk of really not feeling good, or even run the risk of disease in our future. So becoming aware now, what am I doing? What am I thinking? What do I believe throughout the day? And making your life your greatest experiment, your greatest priority, you know, with apps like what you have, Tracy, with the women that are on TikTok inspiring us. I mean, there's so much positivity around menopause right now. this is how not only will we as individual women start to change this taboo around getting older, we will really change the course of history, because our younger daughters, you and I are both moms to daughters, will approach their 40s and 50s much, much differently. And this is why I'm in this, to really do what I can to change this game for all of us women.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting, isn't it? I feel like I've said it a few times before, menopause is trending, and that's not to, make it sound like what we do isn't valuable or that it's just for fun. Like, you know, we're serious about making a change and making it easier for the woman coming up. So yeah, so much of what you've said has resonated with me. And yeah, I think the part about being really mindful about every thought that you have about yourself, and it makes me realize I've actually come a really long way. You know, but I am hearing a lot of women really, they're really negative about their situation. And the way I see it also is to be curious. You know, if something's yes. happening to your body or you're feeling some sort of way, to ask a question like, oh, I wonder how I got to feeling that way. Like, what happened to make me feel that way? Or I wonder what's happening to my body. I think I'd like to find out, versus go, you know?
Yes. Yes, yeah. And so many women are just swimming in a pool of overwhelm. And so if you're out there and you're feeling like, where do I even start with this? What I like to encourage women to do, and I have I talk about the mindfulness of menopause. And I think one of the best things we can do off the bat is just to name everything we're feeling. Just get out a journal, one page physical, one page is mental, one page is emotional, and maybe it's professional, but write out everything that you're feeling, you know, dry skin, itchy ears, belly fat, you know, no sleep, all of it. There's something about putting it all out on paper and seeing it there that you've now downloaded it from your brain. So you don't have to keep running those tapes in your brain. And then what you can do, and you said it, get curious. Want every day, or every couple of days, look at one of those symptoms and examine it and say, okay, well, what can I do about my itchy ears? Or what can I do about the belly fat? And then go down some rabbit holes out there and go investigate without beating yourself up. I think this is how we can start to get out of the cycle of overwhelm and really start to, what I like to say, take charge of menopause.
Yeah. See yourself as your biggest project, your yes. biggest life project. You've kind of mentioned that. And I feel like that's how I got into this space, was thinking, what is this that's going yes. on, you know?
Yes.
And how do we get to live our longest and healthiest life ever? So that's such a great tip that you've given, the writing everything down and getting it out of your head. What's some other really fantastic mindfulness tips that you would recommend to women? Where do you start when you help women understand, hey, look, these mindfulness practices, they're going to clear your head, they're going to get you on the road, here's what you can do?
Yeah, I love that question. So I think for me, name it, examine it, take action on yes. it, right? So those are simple things that we can do every day. And then to start to examine the way that you are speaking to yourself. And what I have been taught from my meditation teachers is when we can start to speak to ourselves like we're speaking to our dogs, our kitties, or our young children. They say, think about when you spoke to your son or daughter, or you speak to a grandchild or a neighbor's child, a young one. They have to be young, not speaking back to you. But when they're young enough, we as women, we speak so kindly. There's so much compassion and so much patience. And one of my favorite lines is, they're there, sweetheart. To speak to yourself like a grandmother would speak to you when you skinned your knee. They're there, sweetheart. It's okay. I know you're doing the best you can. They're there, sweetheart. Even if you're the tough, the most tough ass, hardcore, you know, business owner, executive, it's okay to give yourself that kind of loving kindness throughout the day. Because let's face it, you know, menopause is 10x PMS. It is a massive reorganization of every single system in our body. In fact, Dr. Christiane Northrup, she said that it is like putting in an entirely new operating system into your computer and letting your computer adapt. This is what we're going through. So there, sweethearts. We're doing it. Let's just get educated and take charge, and we're going to be in great shape.
Yeah. Hey, Cara, that's so awesome. Thank you so much for those tips. I like not more than three. So you've given us two good ones. And I hope that the listeners have been able to take on board what you've said. I do believe that there are people out there that are still struggling with the physical symptoms first. And once you figure out a little bit of that, and when you get a good night's sleep, and remember what it feels like to have your brain functioning, then you can start thinking about, okay, so how do I navigate my way back to confidence, back to joy, back to sort of an even keel? And I agree with you, just be kind to yourself, because you are not in control of this hormonal situation, you know, and it's quite the ride. So I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Now, what I'm actually going to do is, I'm going to every single book that you've recommended, I'm going to put in the links. I've read some of them as well. They are fantastic. I've never recommended them to the audience, so I'm going to do that.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah. Thank you, Cara, and I'll see you on TikTok.
Oh, super. Thank you, Tracy.
If you're listening to this podcast episode, I just want to share that we have the most incredible opportunity for women in midlife and menopause. If you have been fantasizing about escaping, getting away, taking care of yourself, resetting your mind and your body for whatever the future holds, then I can't stress enough how you need to come to our Empower Her experiences. I am partnering with a dear friend, a functional nutritionist and life coach. Her name's Marissa Perry. She's well known in Malaysia. We are dear friends from years and years and years ago. And we've done a couple of retreats and events before in the women's space. They've always been completely sold out and, well, people love it. And I think we're really kind of wanting this kind of event now, specifically for women of this age. We're hosting two retreats in Southeast Asia. So the first one is in Phuket, Thailand, and the second one is in Luang Prabang, let me say that correctly, in Laos. I've never been to Laos, but I've spent many, many years in and out of Thailand. So I can say that as soon as you hit the ground running, you just slow right down. It's so beautiful. There is the beach, there is the healthy food, there is the meditation, the yoga, the workshops, the waking up to the sounds of tropical birds. I mean, it's so gorgeous. And I think you need to be there. Anyway, this message is to let you know that we've only got one more week until the end of the early bird registration, which takes 10% off the price of the whole event, the whole retreat. So I'm going to leave the link in the show notes. And yeah, would love to see you there. You can also drop me a question through this podcast episode or DM me, Tracy@sexyaging.com, if you've got any questions. But yeah, let's meet up in either Thailand or Laos, and let's carry on for the rest of our amazing lives, really dialed in how to look after our health, mental, physical, and emotional.